Our guest at the cafe this morning is the athletic director at A&M Commerce, Tim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. And as you might guess, we're going to talk with Tim about the new head football coach, David Bailiff, announced over the weekend. So big event today in McKinney at the stadium. And
yes,
then here, that's at 11.
Yes.
And then at the student center here at 3.
Yep. Couple of different thoughts there. First of all, I want to set a tone, because the only thing better than announcing Coach Bailiff today is if we were playing in that game on Saturday. So I want to send the tone that, assuming McKinney might have a chance at getting it long range, and from all the NCAA contacts I have, they do have a chance to put their best foot forward and get that. And then we get back here at 3 o'clock and have great coverage, give Coach Bailiff a chance to visit with our athletic council tomorrow, and then tonight at Luigi's at 5 o'clock.
So the Division II title game is this Saturday.
It is.
I'd kind of lost.
Yeah,
lost
Saturday, 3 o'clock at McKinney ISD Stadium.
Oh, yeah, great, yeah. Great. How did he come to your attention?
So David and I actually have known each other for almost 20 years now. When I started at then Southwest Texas State in 2000, he was the defensive coordinator. We actually only worked together for about 4 or 5 months there, and then he got the defensive coordinator job at TCU, mm-hmm. and we just never really lost touch. It wasn't like we talked every week, but we stayed in touch. And then when he came back to Texas State in 2004 as head coach, I was there. So we did work together for a little over 2 years there. And in a good way now, we laugh about it. We had we went through a lot together, almost all good. And even when we did have a couple of conflicts, it was disagreement doesn't mean dislike, and that we've always had that mutual respect. Then when I was at SMU, we were in the conference together when he had his success at Rice. And, very frankly, John Mark, those last couple of years at Rice on his record don't look that great. I've been asked that, but there's a lot of different reasons for that. And I want to, we're going to focus on what I know Coach Bailiff to be: an outstanding leader of men, a guy unbelievably plugged into high school coaches in this state. And that's what A&M Commerce needs, is to continue that momentum that Colby Carthel built on, building a winning program with the right kids and with the right kids from Texas.
Well, he had three 10-win seasons, including Texas State, but I guess two at Rice,
yes,
and four bowl games.
Three wins.
That's not easy to do at Rice.
Not easy to do, and anytime you have a change in leadership, and that's what Rice had, and had some admission standards change there. Not to defend it, because I mean David doesn't need defense, but he is a winner through and through. And having already had a team meeting, the first team meeting we had on Monday night, already got texts today, and yesterday from the players about, wow, you really did hire players coach. Because the one thing I did, there were two things I weren't going to do in the search. I wasn't going to hire anybody that didn't fit the four characteristics that our leadership council on the football team told me they wanted: a man of faith, somebody that was going to make them better men, somebody that was going to continue and came from that championship culture, and somebody that was going to maintain that persona that we don't have fun because we win because we have fun. And that's a lot different. That's the culture that is instilled in that football team. And David Bailiff checks all those boxes. The other thing I wasn't going to do is not hire somebody that didn't have mutual respect and that Colby Carthel didn't have mutual respect for. And very, very much like when I had Sam Walker on my right hip during our basketball search a year and a half ago, I have too much respect for the tradition, pride, and culture that we've established here. And through and through, Colby Carthel was a David Bailiff guy in this process.
Yeah. I'm familiar with and friends with, and he's one of our alums, J.P. Heath, who is the broadcaster at Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked J.P. for his thoughts on this, and the very phrase that J.P. used, he's very enthusiastic about David Bailiff, was players coach.
Yeah,
interesting,
absolutely,
that you use that phrase. Yeah. And then I did speak with a player this afternoon who's one of my students, and he was very enthusiastic about this.
Good.
So that's a good thing.
And I'll tell you what, I hope the two things. David knows that the 8-3 is not the standard here.
Hmm.
The 10-win seasons are the – as a matter of fact, he joked with Colby when we talked during – all three of us talked during this process, and he said, 3 10-win seasons in a row, couldn't you have just had 1-9 just so I have something to shoot for, But David talked about it last night. It is about Lone Star Conference and then national championships, and that is the standard here, and we think we've got the right guy. So we – We certainly embrace the fact we have a players coach. I think we have a coach's coach. And most importantly, I think we have a commerce community coach, because he was blown away by the opportunity here. And something, I mean, you'll find this interesting, having roots and knowledge of the Lone Star Conference too. David was on the LSC All-Decade team as a player.
Right.
And he come here, when I drove him through commerce last week, we interviewed him near Dallas off-site. But when we brought him out here and just did a driving tour, because I drove him personally, because when we were down those final two or three, I wanted to see their face. When we drove through commerce, because, you know, you know, some people are going to have, you know, reservations. But he said, this looks exactly like San Marcos when I went to school there. University a little bit bigger than the town.
Right.
Unbelievable potential in the town. And that's what he sees here. And that was very gratifying for me.
Yeah. Tim, this is exciting, and we'll look forward to meeting him especially this afternoon at the students.
We will, and we'll do that this afternoon, and get him on here for coffee with you.
Right, great, we'll do it. Tim, thanks for having coffee.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Tim McMurray, Athletic Director at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.